With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Results from the Virginia redistricting battle should be coming in momentarily. South Hill, Virginia voter Joanne Lucy, who voted no on the referendum, says the vote to redraw U.S. House districts in Virginia could be in response to President Trump's urging Texas Republicans to redistrict ahead of the November elections in hopes of winning several additional seats and maintaining the GOP's narrow House majority.
I'm wondering if maybe it's just because of Trump. Do I really think that? And I realize, I don't think we'll ever have a president that will please everybody. You've got the two parties, everybody has their own ideas and so forth.
The redistricting would change the Virginia congressional delegation from 6 Democrats and 5 Republicans to 10 Democrats and 1 Republican. Florida Democrat Sheila Sherfalus McCormick resigned Tuesday afternoon amid allegations of financial misconduct that could have led to her expulsion later in the week.
The announcement came just moments before the House Ethics Committee was scheduled to meet to weigh potential penalties for the embattled Florida Democrat, who's facing federal charges over allegations of stealing millions of dollars from the Federal Emergency Management Agency to help fund her congressional campaign. Sherfalus McCormick has maintained her innocence. But in the statement Tuesday, she said the ethics investigation, quote, was not a fair process and threatened to disadvantage her defense in the criminal case. Republican Corey Mills, also of Florida, also faces an ethics committee hearing that could result in expulsion this week. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 293 points. The Nasdaq dropped 144, with the S&P 500 lower by 45, oil near $92 a barrel. This is SRN News. A new poll on President Trump and faith, correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it reveals that 67% of white evangelical Protestants say they think that Mr. Trump stands up for their religious beliefs. 51% of white Catholics feel the same, as do 46% of white mainline Protestants. Atheists, agnostics, and followers of no particular religion are the least likely to say they think the president is standing up for their spiritual beliefs. Republicans more likely than Democrats. Michael Harrington reporting.
A new Kansas law will allow college students to sue their schools for free speech violations. In Tennessee, the new law will encourage teachers and professors to include the positive impacts of religion in American history courses. Both are being done in the name of Charlie Kirk. More than 60 Kirk-themed bills have been proposed in over 20 states seeking to promote his ideology. This is SRN News. French President Emmanuel Macron will insist on the Lebanese ceasefire continuing in Paris talks. We hear more on the story from international correspondent Charles de Ledesma, reporting from London.
President Emmanuel Macron is to reaffirm France's commitment to the ceasefire in Lebanon and support for the country's territorial integrity while meeting Lebanese Prime Minister Nawaf Salam in Paris. Lebanon and Israel are also expected to meet in Washington later this week. Macron's office says the leaders will also discuss humanitarian support and economic reforms. This follows an attack on the UN peacekeeping force in southern Lebanon, known as UNIFIL, which left one French peacekeeper dead. Macron blames Hezbollah, but the group denies involvement. France's commitment comes as Pakistan prepares for new talks between the US and Iran, with the ceasefire set to expire on Wednesday. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More details at srnnews.com.